In fair London late did dwell a man whose fame did most excel. He possessing a rich blessing of his hopeful son we'll tell. Fair Gerardo he was named, mild and sweet and of temper framed. When that he was come to age, in virtue school fit to engage, his wise father he chose rather Oxford, that fair learned stage, than the court which most admire, and which youth do so desire. Thither he was sent to get fair learning and accomplished wit. There a knight with great delight took charge of this companion. For his son George, such a creature, just so tall and of such a feature. In their stature and their face they were of equal height and grace. In their favor and behavior so alike in every place. One was not known from the other, as if twins and of one mother. And as they in face were found, alike in virtue did abound. Kind and pretty, both like witty, not their equals the world round. Not like other that are roving, but most constant in their loving. George he loved a lady fair, with whom no virgin could compare, all admiring and desiring such a beauty bright and rare. Like the sunbeams in the morning, all the meads and fields adorning. On a time it chanced so, that to this beauty he would go, for his pleasure to this treasure, and he asked Gerardo too, if he would not see this beauty. He replied it was his duty. And along with him he went, but beauty bred his discontent. Her bright eyes did so surprise the faithful youth and did torment. She with graces so abounded, and his gentle heart so wounded. After this, perplexed in mind, his friend him in despair did find, and requested and protested that the cause thereof he'd find. He then told in mournful fashion that the lady caused his passion. Courage then, dear friend, quoth he, this beauty I'll resign to thee. She divine shall be all thine, for we will never disagree. Go and put on my apparel, and of her I'll take my farewell. Go to church, and in my stead you shall the lovely lady wed. Do not languish, ease your anguish, since we both alike are freed. None can know us from each other, none so much as our own mother. Then the next day, as they decreed, Gerardo wedded her indeed, After feasting, mirth and jesting, to the nuptial bed they speed. She, supposing 'twas her lover, gave him joys none may discover. All the night in her soft arms he lay possessed of all her charms. But next day a post that way did give these lovers loud alarms. For George comes from London, and now all the plot is undone. All the matter's plainly proved, that 'twas his friend the lady loved. Though she wedded and was bedded to Gerardo in mistake, now their kindred undeceive them, all enraged railing leave them. Banished thus from London quite, and deprived of wealth and right, fortune forward and untoward made him sigh both day and night. Saith he, in this fortune cruel, I'll go seek my friend and jewel. When that he to Oxford came, and found his friend by mighty fame, he possessing fortune's blessing, wealth and a renowned name, quoth he, now I am ashamed that Gerardo should be named. Wherefore I within the street will stay till I my friend do meet. George ran by him, did espy, but knew not 'twas his friend so nigh. Which did cause Gerardo's anguish, made him sigh and made him languish. Then in grief he drew his knife, thereby to end his wretched life. Sighing, moaning, sadly groaning, till he there fell fast asleep. Where, while he lay soundly sleeping, there a murdering thief came creeping. With this knife he ran amain, and thrust it in the man he had slain. After peeping, he still sleeping, put it in his hand again. Then away fled from the sleeper that had heaven for his safe keeper. When that search in this was made, Gerardo was for murther stayed. He confessed and did protest that he the murdered man had slain. But his friend that knew him pitied, and Gerardo soon acquitted. Quoth he, then 'twas only I that killed this man, then let me die. While they pleaded and proceeded, the thief there himself came by. To the judges did discover everything, the fact all over. In brave rich array he straight was suited as became his state, and his land at his command, and former servant on him wait. The thief pardoned here, lamented his foul fact, and so repented.